Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Aesthetic Insider Radio. This is your host, Angela O'Mara. I'm so excited about today's guest, Dr. Natalie Curcio, as she discusses the skincare revolution that is in a product known to us called Definage. In the aesthetic industry, it's so rare to me for a leading world-renowned dermatologist to actually go in search of a new skincare brand. However, in the case of Definage, that is exactly what Dr. Natalie Curcio did. Dr. Curcio, welcome to Aesthetic Insider Radio. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much.
You know, Dr. Curcio, you know, for our listeners out there, I know that many, many, you know, in the dermatology industry know who you are. They've seen you lecture and listened, you know, and your, you know, research and all the different things that you do in the world of dermatology. But for those listeners who have not heard of you or who are new to you, would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, absolutely. I'm a board-certified dermatologist. I did most of my training at Vanderbilt University, and then I am double fellowship trained. I did a cosmetic and laser surgery fellowship at UCSF, and I did a fellowship also in Mohs micrographic surgery with Gary Monheit in Birmingham. And then I've worked in Los Angeles as well, and then I opened my own private practice in Nashville, Tennessee, where I work currently, and I do a mix of high-risk skin cancer, Mohs micrographic surgery, and cosmetic dermatology, including lasers.
Wow, that's quite a lot of different avenues that you pursue in the whole world of skincare and skin healing. So in with a Definage product, I understand that there's a term or the peptide specifically within that ingredient is defensin. And why did defensins kind of catch your attention?
They first caught my attention because they were new. I hadn't heard a lot about them. And so when I had heard that they were able to kind of revolutionize skincare, I decided to investigate a little bit more about them and find out what exactly it was that they do.
And then were you able to research them further? I mean, I know that you became very intrigued by them. How did you actually kind of go about educating yourself more on defensins? And what are defensins for those listeners that it's new to them?
Sure. So defensins are antimicrobial peptides that are released by one of our immune cells called neutrophils in wounds. And they actually message a specific type of stem cell, one of the skin's dormant master stem cells within the hair follicle next to the basal cell layer of the skin. And they cause the production of new basal cell layers in the epidermis to produce new fresh keratinocytes. These are the skin cells that comprise the majority of your epidermis. So when I heard that there was something that could revolutionize or change your entire epidermis and produce a completely new skin layer, I knew I had to learn more about it. So I first heard about this in November of 2016 at one of our cosmetic meetings, the American Society for Derm Surgery. And so I went to speak directly with the company's head scientist and founder, Nikolai Turovets. And I was so impressed by the technology that I requested from him directly to read all of the publications that were available on defensins, and I took a really deep look into the technology to understand its benefits, and I became very comfortable with what they could do potentially for the skin and what they can do in the Definage product line.
So it's just so fascinating to me as a layperson. I have a question. Are defensins natural peptides, or are they a new type of chemical that our body has never experienced before?
Yes, defensins are a natural micropeptide in the skin. You have alpha and beta defensins that are in the skin. In the Definage product, they are synthetic copies of the natural human alpha and beta defensins that are in the skin.
And how are they different than growth factors?
So defensins are peptides. They are not growth factors. Growth factors are a separate entity. Products that contain growth factors are often, they can be from other organisms, but they're often human-derived. A lot of the products that contain micropeptides are all synthetic, and then the defensins that are in Definage are synthetic but identical copies of human defensins.
Interesting. Now, I'm hearing constantly about, you know, I mean, we hear a lot about peptides, and I know these peptides are different types of peptides than in other products on the market. But I have been hearing constantly about that defensins work through a natural mechanism of action. And again, that's another word, and so many meanings for the word natural. So what does natural mean in view of the defensin mechanism?
In this case, I would say that a natural mechanism would refer to a signaling pathway. Since they target a specific master stem cell, it signals to the body to create a new stem cell, which then creates new skin cells as it heals wounds naturally in the skin.
And in your opinion, why is target's specific mechanism of action the safest way to waken up skin cells, so to speak, in our skin?
So I think a target-specific mechanism is important because it leads to a highly specific activation of a specific target stem cell site type to do a specific job. Basically, you're creating a specific new basal stem cell in the epidermis to repopulate the epidermis with fresh cells. When there's this lack of specificity in a product, you can switch on everything, which can have both a good or a bad outcome in the skin.
Oh, interesting. Well, now, do defensins have any known side effects?
There are currently no known side effects to defensins.
And how does, I want to in a little bit get into more of how this feels on your skin too, but I think it's really important for our listeners to understand the science behind it, and I know that is something that was really important to you in your search. But how does the defensin technology in the Definage skincare line stand against other available skincare products and technologies in the aesthetic market?
So I would say compared to like growth factors, defensins are smaller, they penetrate faster, they're more readily absorbed and more specific. And so because they're more specific, they can actually slide through the skin's pores on the hair follicle to reach their target, so they don't have to penetrate through the stratum corneum or the epidermis to do their job. And then they use an innovative carrier molecule to stabilize the defensins and ensure that the peptides are still active when they're applied to the skin.
And then compared to, I know there's a lot of products on the market with peptides, again, different types of peptides. And there's, you know, obviously products with everything from vitamin C, glycolic, you know, there's such a plethora of things available. How do you feel, do you really feel like this, the peptides in the Definage product is truly revolutionary in its approach to skin aging?
I feel that it is really revolutionary, and it's one of those products that, you know, is a true standout. I do have many people that still like their growth factor products and their micropeptide products, and I think, you know, in the right patient, you can combine different products. I don't think you have to throw away every other product you use just to use this product. Some people want simplicity and only want to use one product, and some people want to use one product in the evening and one product in the morning. So I think you still can, in the right person, combine products. But I think it's, you know, something that you have to have a little bit more of a specialized experience to know how to do for each patient. It's more of a customizable thing.
Now, one of the concerns I have heard about the use of growth factors in cosmetics is that growth factors are so large and they cannot penetrate the stratum corneum and go into the skin. Is that correct?
Companies have done studies. They can definitely get into the epidermis and work on the epidermal cells. I think different companies have done different studies. I don't know that I'm able to really make a claim for certain companies on that.
Of course. And then what about the defensins? So are they small enough that they can penetrate the skin?
Yes, they are, because they slide through the skin's pores on the hair follicles to reach their target. So they don't have to actually penetrate directly through the stratum corneum to do their job.
And then how are you personally enjoying the Definage product and your patients? Are you having a good response to it? Is it still quite new in your practice? You know, how is that working out for you?
So, I always try the products that I sell in my office before I offer them to patients to first make sure they're not irritating or comedogenic. I have very sensitive and acne-prone skin, so I'm a good test person.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started using the products, after 1 week, people who worked with me started asking me, what did I do different to my skin? Did I try a new moisturizer? Was it a different makeup, a new sunscreen? People just couldn't put their finger on it. Then after the second week, people who see me regularly would comment on the texture on my cheeks, and they said they kept wanting to touch them because it was like soft as a baby's cheeks.
That's great.
Truth. And I've had patients now that have come see me every couple months that keep saying, what are you doing to your face? Your skin, just the smoothness is just unbelievable. And I never had unsmooth skin before, but it just improved it that much more. And I've also noticed some like inflammatory papules of acne that were persistent have now gone away. And I use a strong prescription retinoid at night for acne. And I notice when I wake up in the morning, my face no longer peels from dry, dead skin. So it's been an amazing difference just in me personally. And I think when you have this experience and then you have people that are looking for, improvements in texture, wrinkles, redness, dryness, and you can attest to the fact that, it's helped you, it's not going to be irritating, it's non-comedogenic, people look at your improvement and hear your story and, they're ready to jump on the bandwagon. And every person that has purchased it for me is in love with the product.
Wow, that's great to hear. And so the common issues, I hadn't actually considered, it helping people with acne. What are the other common issues in the skin, skincare that are addressed by Definage?
So the nice thing about Definage is it really addresses kind of a global scale of skin aging. So, it's very, very hydrating but lightweight, so it's great for dryness. Anybody that has texture issues in their skin, it creates a more youthful texture and increases the smoothness of the skin. Anybody worried about wrinkles, it minimizes fine lines, wrinkles, and even pore size. It's been found to decrease brown spots and brighten skin tone, increase clarity, and many people have, concerns about pigment. And then it has a lot of other ingredients in it that calm inflammation, redness, and sensitivity. So that can be helpful for a lot of patients. And then it restores the firmness and elasticity of youthful skin. So a lot of people always come in complaining their skin feels a little lax or loose and they want some tightening. And so for what a topical product can do, it's really great for that as well.
Yeah, that's so great to hear. I mean, I know, for me, the laxity is something that is important, and I think for most women as we age is we all want to return to that baby's cheeks, as you said earlier.
Yeah.
I love that. I want baby's cheeks. That's really cute. I one of the things about obviously skincare and anything, is I'm a believer in you get what you pay for. And I do know, Definage is definitely kind of on the high end in terms of price point. I wouldn't say it's expensive. I mean, it's not crazy expensive, but they are a little higher price than some of the other products on the market. How do you feel about that? Do you feel it's a bit expensive? Are they priced right? What do you think about the pricing of Definage?
It's not a cheap product by any means, but I do feel the products are priced correctly. For the price, you get the two flagship products, the 24/7 Barrier Balance Cream and the 8-in-1 Bioserum, plus their 2-Minute Reveal Mask, and you get all of that for under $300. I feel like many growth factor serums and micropeptide serums are priced at $200 to $280 for just one product. So I feel like many people are already using that stuff. And so the people who are already paying that price, when they realize that they're going to get 2 to 3 products that are going to offer perhaps superior results for within the same price range, they feel like they're getting a great deal. And many of the people I feel that are willing to invest in the product are already people that have paid a lot of money for lasers, you know, perhaps toxins, fillers, other products to help euthanize their skin. And so I feel that part of it is also the right patient. And then I think the other thing to talk to people is a lot of people come in and say that seems like a lot, and they might be spending hundreds and or thousands of dollars at a department store for products that are doing very little. And so, you know, just kind of letting them know that these products are, you know, medical grade and are actually going to produce real results, and making sure they're spending their money in the right way.
You know, and I am, you know, I obviously have this radio show, and I have been in the aesthetic marketing world for over 30 years. And so, you know, I've seen kind of a lot of skincare companies and other types of companies come and go, and seen, you know, the amount of kind of spending companies do in marketing their product. And I've kind of been watching, you know, what the Def and Arch product, which is why I wanted to do this interview with you today. And I do feel with them that they, you know, they haven't gone all out with kind of mass marketing the product in a crazy way like I have seen other people do. And so that makes me think that perhaps the money that they spend is actually going into the manufacturing of the product. Would you agree with that? I mean, the quality, like you said, the results are just so amazing. So it's obviously a quality product.
Right. And, you know, the synthetic defensins that are the key ingredient in the product are insanely expensive to produce. And then the packaging and the bottles, once you see them and see how they work, they're actually very high-end bottles that are very, very expensive. And so because of those two components, the margins in Defenage are actually lower than industry standards, but they decided not to make these products, you know, completely unaffordable and to keep the retail prices at a more affordable level rather than make the products, you know, extremely, extremely expensive.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense. Now, tell us a bit about your practice in Nashville, Tennessee, which, you know, like most, you know, cities around the world, you know, it has a good mix of high income and low income earners, and, you know, the price point of Defenage. Is that ever an issue with any of your patients, or how do you feel about that?
Yeah. So I when I open my practice, I build a boutique private practice in a high income area of town. And I spend over 50% of my time on cosmetic dermatology. And so, you know, the patients that come to me for, you know, cosmetic consultations, lasers, fillers, toxin, pigment, cosmeceuticals, you know, they're my target for Defenage. And I am, you know, one of the highest priced people in town because of my expertise. So most people don't come to my office for, like, the bargain in town. People come to me for what's innovative and cutting edge and latest technology, and I do 95% plus of my procedures myself. So that's kind of the type of practice I've built. And so most of the people that are coming to me to buy Defenage are already using a multitude of high-end cosmeceuticals. They've had laser procedures, filler procedures, and they're looking for, you know, what's the next step to further improve their skin texture. And so in this group of patients, price really hasn't been an issue.
No. And it actually, you know, when you say it, it does make sense that, you know, for that patient, which there's a lot of them that are spending, you know, several thousand dollars, whether it's on laser treatments, fillers,
exactly.
you know, different injectables, and then beyond that to cosmetic surgery. You know, I do really feel, you know, if your skin, regardless of all of those things, if your skin still doesn't look that great, you know, it's not going to make any of those procedures look any better. And I would, again, with that type of a patient, they're spending so much money already that really a couple of hundred dollars is really nothing, is it?
Yeah, and I have many, many patients that have gone, you know, to a plastic surgeon for a facelift and then come to me and they're like, I still look terrible. And I said, well, it's because you need resurface now, you need some filler, you need to get on a good cosmeceutical regimen, because just pulling skin that has a ton of sun damage tight doesn't make it look good.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree.
They need
that.
The maintenance.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's interesting because there has been, I mean, in the last 20 years probably, especially in the aesthetic market, there's been such a focus on good skincare and good skincare habits, you know, better sunscreens, you know, more education, which I think is thanks to the, you know, AAD, American Academy of Dermatology, that they put so much effort into sun, you know, skin cancer awareness and, you know, sun damage awareness campaigns. So I think it's, skincare has really come of age at this point in our lives. And I think Daphnage is a product that is kind of taking it to the next level. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. Although I do want to make sure people realize there is no sunscreen in these products, so you definitely still have to use a sunscreen, you know, in addition if you're using these products for your, you know, moisturizers.
Yeah. Now, do you feel with, you know, all the products that, you know, some of the other procedures that you have your patients do with a sunscreen of choice or of choices that you recommend, do you find that Daphnage works well with all the products?
I do. I feel like for people who want to, you know, continue using growth factor creams, peptide creams, Daphnage, I think that's fine. You know, there's not necessarily like one way to do everything. You know, a lot of the patients will use the Daphnage products in the evening, and then they'll use their growth factor and micropeptide creams in the morning, and then apply, you know, a sunscreen over top. So I think, you know, there's a lot of people who have the idea, well, if defensins are good and I, you know, still want to use some growth factors and micropeptides, how can I kind of get the best of all worlds? And I think that's fine too for the right, you know, right patient and the right skin.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine it's, you know, every patient's different, and so every course of treatment is different. And so I would think with you, you know, you kind of have a beauty prescription for each patient that is different.
Exactly.
You know, and then let me, you know, one thing that I know Daphnage is relatively new to the market. You know, we've been talking in terms of the last two decades. And you know, I did say, like, you know, which I have noticed myself, that there's not been any kind of crazy over-the-top promotion and marketing on behalf of this company. Yet, from what I understand, they have, you know, over 200 dermatology and plastic surgery practices across the U.S. now with such a small sales force. So what would you credit to the success of Daphnage?
I really believe the success is primarily due to the product performance and the uniqueness of the innovative technology or their scientific story. They've really distinguished themselves from any other technologies on the market. And because you're, you know, really creating new fresh skin cells in the skin and you're using a dormant resource from your own body, it's really doing things that nothing else is doing. And so such innovative technologies really only come to market really once a decade.
Yeah, and I think I would agree with that. You know, I did want to ask you, because I know that you, again, you do a lot in education, in physician education, patient education, and I know that you had written a talk entitled The Skincare Revolution, where you were comparing, you know, growth factors to MPs, to defensins, and you spent a lot of time on this. Can you tell us a bit more about your talk?
Sure. So what I was trying to basically accomplished with this talk was, you know, showing different companies that use human-derived growth factors and just comparing and contrasting the differences between them, and then different companies that have quality micropeptides, and then comparing those to the Daphnage, which is the only company that has the defensins right now. And because a lot of people, you know, they go to an exhibit hall and they just see cream and they have no idea where to start.
Yes.
And just kind of showing that a lot of different products have a lot of different creams that are all very good, and just showing what are some of the really good growth factor creams, what are some of the good micropeptide creams, and what are the good defensin creams, and then talk a little bit about how you can mix and match them, what products are good for what purposes, and then what is the flagship product from each line that you should look at. And, you know, and then I was going to discuss a little bit about, you know, what I carry in my practice if people ask. And then, you know, not to say that everyone has to carry everything, but you have to find the best mix for you and your patients. But definitely there are companies that have better products than others. But it was just, you know, that was a whole talk about just the companies that have a really strong science behind them, and the ones that you should go to if you're looking to add, you know, a growth factor or a micropeptide or a defensin product to your practice.
Yeah, and that makes sense. You know, and I think it's really good too, especially because it is coming from a dermatologist and your whole background is in understanding the skin. Whereas, you know, the cosmetic surgeons, the plastic surgeons, the facial plastic surgeons, not that they don't understand the skin, but perhaps they don't understand it on such a kind of microscopic level that you as a dermatologist does. And so I think it's great that you have that talk. Do you give that at different medical conventions taking place, or where have you given that
talk?
I'm
going to be giving it again in May.
Okay, and where is that?
At the Aesthetic Everything meeting in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Very cool. And then in terms of the Definage products, are you the only physician in Tennessee that is currently carrying this product line, or is there anybody else?
In Tennessee, I'm the first dermatologist, and then there's another plastic surgeon that also carries it. So we were the first two.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And then as far as your patients, do they come to you to reorder? Do they reorder through the Definage company, or how does that work?
Well, it's nice that they offer the ability that we can give people a card and they can order online, or they can order at the office. If they order online, they have to pay the shipping. Obviously, if they order from me, they don't have to pay the shipping. So in my office, most people prefer to order directly from me, but I still give everybody the opportunity to do it however they prefer.
Okay. And then does Definage restrict its sales, do you know, or can you find this on kind of some of the discount
website? Yeah, as far as I know, Definage does restrict sales through the web-based channels such as Amazon or eBay, which benefits the physicians who carry the product. And in my opinion, also benefits patients because there's a lot of sites out there that have, you know, fraudulent products and people don't really know from where they're getting the products or if it's even the true product.
Yeah. You know what is fascinating? That's like a whole conversation to itself, is fraudulent products.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's in everything. I mean, it's hair care, you know, some of the high-end hair care brands, you know, are being mimicked, if you will, and they look very real, or even the fake Botox. I mean, I know that was a problem for a while with, you know, people using fake Botox. And so I think it's great that they are so restrictive on their product, and so when the patient is buying it, they are buying the one and only Definage. And then tell me now, we've got a few minutes left on the show here. Is there anything we haven't covered about the product that you would like our listeners to know about?
Well, one thing I think is important is, you know, you can say these products do all of these things, but if you don't like the way they feel on your skin, it doesn't really matter. And, you know, I was, just being an acne patient, I was really hesitant, you know, having to use a cream with a serum. I was like, oh, it's going to be too much. It's going to feel this or that. They're both so lightweight, but yet so hydrating. I think it's pretty amazing that how they've the product, like, texture and just how they've been able to manufacture the product. And so I tell people, if you're even remotely interested, you really should give it a try, because I haven't had anybody have any kind of, like I said, irritation, breakouts, not really happy with how much it hydrated, and anyone that said they felt greasy or overhydrated. It's just a really amazing product. And both the cream and the serum together, you know, I was that person that said, oh, I'm not going to need both. I can use one, not the other. But I actually love using both together. So it's just a really amazing product.
Well, Dr. Curcio, you know, I've really loved having you on the show. I'd love to have you back on again as a guest in the future. But before we sign off, we have about a minute left on the show, and I would really like for our listeners to know how they can get a hold of you if they have any questions or they have any interest in getting the Definage product from you or any of your other procedures. How can our listeners find you?
They can either go to our website for our practice. It's www.curciodermatology.com. And they can actually message us through a patient message site online.
Okay, and that's the best way to reach you rather than telephoning the office?
Or our practice telephone number I can give you as well is 615-679-9011.
Well, Today's guest, Dr. Natalie Curcio of Curcio Dermatology in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much, Dr. Curcio, for being on the show, and I hope to have you back on as a guest soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I would love it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.